Hello and welcome back to Multimodal. I'm your host, Baxter Future. I have been an OpenAI user since 2020. I was part of the GPT-3 beta as well as the DALL-E 2 beta. I have been talking about this stuff for nearly 4 years now. And in fact, there was many points, there was a certain point in my entire journey where I believe I was the only one in the world actually talking about this stuff with a YouTube channel and podcast exclusively covering OpenAI. Today, I want to put out this message to OpenAI, the company, and leadership. I'm really happy that y'all have gotten back together. I can see that this was a very emotionally draining journey for the past 4 days, and it really caught everybody by surprise. But I want to be absolutely clear. As an OpenAI user, as an OpenAI media partner who's been covering this stuff since 2020, I would like to state here on the record that I feel I've put my trust in a bunch of teenagers. I feel like I actually believed that y'all would be able to, through your organization, through your governance, through your structure, be able to handle the stakes and pressure of something like AGI or artificial superintelligence. After the unprofessionalism, after the immaturity, after the lack of communication that I saw this weekend, I highly, highly question if OpenAI is capable of handling anything even close to AGI. It's not just that. I thought OpenAI, in a way, was above and had a plan for dealing with human nature, for dealing with the perils of having unpredictable humans involved in their process. Apparently, this only needs to happen at the board level, and the whole thing is so fragile and can fall apart so quickly. I would like OpenAI to not just share the lessons learned and how they will improve their board structure, but over time, I would like to see how they plan on rebuilding trust and addressing this area. How do you govern an organization given the perils of human nature? Finally, I want to say the whole weekend was very disappointing in terms of communication. It was just a shit show all around between investors coming in, between unclear who's in charge, who's the CEO. Between some kind of employee revolt. This does not signal unity. This signals weakness. I think a lot of the employees are self-interested. A lot of the people involved just think whatever OpenAI's got going on right now is the best setup. Otherwise, being given alternatives, perhaps job offers at Anthropic, we may not have seen the numbers like, 700 out of 750 or whatever. Finally, I just want to say that OpenAI used to be known for their mission. The mission really is what united everyone. It made it easier to recruit. Generally, I think the public and the whole industry is now going to question whether this really is the case and whether you all are the right people to do it. I think, if anything, this debacle here has set AI safety back perhaps 10 years and made the industry distrust safety people a lot more. I think safety in the future will now kind of be synonymous with traitor. But I also think the next generation of AI researchers, maybe people who are brilliant, who got different ideas, I think they're going to be watching this debacle. And instead of joining an AI lab like OpenAI in the future, I think in the future they'll be more drawn to just doing it themselves, doing it anonymously, without any oversight, without any transparency, and perhaps without any safety at all. Because OpenAI branded itself and appeared to be set up to handle the stakes of what's going on. And as that leading example, if they weren't even able to do it and handle a basic internal dispute, which was self-inflicted, how can they handle anything more serious? I think a lot of AI researchers have seen how boards and companies and individuals can be easily influenced. I think they've seen the pressure and how difficult it is to make hard decisions. I'm starting to even believe in some sense, like, I don't think humans can ever oversee something like AGI or artificial superintelligence because the stakes are simply too great. The pressure is simply too great. And human element can always be manipulated and unduly influenced. Regardless, OpenAI, you have a lot of explaining to do. I'm incredibly disappointed by what I saw this weekend. And you know, I want you all to know that it's very disappointing to see you all betray your own mission, as well as sort of get behind the veil and see that you're no different from all the other Silicon Valley companies with lofty promises, but mainly rooted in self-interest. I hope OpenAI hits the ground running now that Sam is back, immediately addressing this gap in public trust, addressing, reiterating their commitment to their mission and the changes they're going to make. And I would like to see significant changes and moves made to realign the company and the general public with its mission. I'm very disappointed as an OpenAI user since 2020 with what I saw this weekend. Yeah. And I think just going forward, I think I would like to see more competition. This whole thing is making me rethink Cohere. It's making me rethink open source. It's making me rethink all these things. There is a counter argument here that maybe a lot of the points these open source people were making, such as putting our trust in a small handful of Silicon Valley companies, is a misguided idea. In the beginning, my thinking was to give these companies and these incredible individuals the benefit of the doubt. But what we're seeing this weekend is, you know, this again, maybe just too much pressure for any small group of individuals. All of this is worth thinking about. Anyways, I just wanted to share my two cents and, you know, how I feel about all of this going on. Again, very disappointed. And, you know, hopefully we can get things on track, and I look forward to seeing what's going to happen next. Thank you so much for tuning in to this week's episode. Very special edition, commenting on the conclusion of the OpenAI debacle this weekend. Thank you. Bye.